Good morning. We'd like to see the title of dedication in the 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verses 1 through 11. For online pupils, we'd like to suggest the 4 questions. Number 1, in verse 1, when Solomon had finished praying, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple. What is a symbol of the fire? Number 2, in verse 3, when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord on the temple, they bowed their faces to the ground on the pavement and worshipped and praised the Lord, saying, for His good, for His mercy endures forever. Where can the last portion of for His good, for His mercy endures forever be cited from Psalms? Question 3. In verse 7, furthermore, Solomon consecrated the middle of the court that was in front of the house of the Lord, for there he offered burnt offerings and the fat of the peace offerings, because the bronze altar which Solomon had made was not able to receive the burnt offerings, the grain offerings, and the fat. What is the peace offering, and what ceremony in the New Testament does we mean? Last question, in verse 9 and 10, what kind of a feast did the Israelites take, and how many days did it take for the feast? First of all, the book of 1 Chronicles and the 2 Chronicles based upon the history of Judah, so southern kingdom. Because the main theme focused on, in order to explain for the story of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ derived from the genealogy of Judah, the southern nation, not of a northern nation, Israel. So this book emphasizes of the purity toward God and theocracy governed by God. So first of all, here Israelites stayed on the courts of the temple in temple dedication feast. So we'd like to see a little background. The 2 Chronicles chapter 5 verse 11 through 14. And it came to pass when the priest came out of the most holy place, for all the priests who were present had sacrificed themselves without keeping to their divisions. And the Levites, who were the singers, all those of Asaph and Heman and Jeduthun, with their sons and their brethren, stood at the east end of the altar, clothed in white linen, having cymbals, stringed instruments, and harps, and with them 120 priests sounding with trumpets. Basically, only Levites are qualified to worship God, before God, so also delivering, sacrifice, from people. So basically, Levite is a mediator function. So he is in the same group as a priest. Only Aaronite descendants are qualified to priest. But the other group, some are, singers, right here, singers. Indeed, it came to pass when the trumpeters and singers were at one to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. Here, basically, singers, praising the Lord and thanking the Lord. Thanks the Lord is a part of worship, because thank you to whom? To God. So glorify God. And when they lift up their voices with trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praise the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. So this particular verse, you know, cited from, you know, Psalm, you know, chapter basically 106 and verse 1, also 136 and verse 1, you know, particularly cited. That the house of the Lord was filled with cloud, so that the priest could not continue ministering. Why? Because of the cloud, because of the glory of the Lord filled the house of God. Because at that time they couldn't see, you know, the glory of the God. You know, that's why, you know, so we see, you know, in Exodus, you know, Moses, you know, could not see the glory of God. That is, you know, after glow, you know, service. So why? You know, because man, you know, sees the glory of God, you know, he will be killed. You know, that's the reason, because man is unrighteous compared to God's righteousness. So this is the background to temple, you know, the Israel temple, in, you know, right hand side in the entrance, you know, first right the courts, the people, you know, will sit there in a court, including, you know, king, you know, the only the Levites, you know, priests qualified and into a temple, you know, priest call in a holy place. Then is the curtain, behind the curtains the wizard called the most holy place. So then is the court, you know, left hand side is the altar, you know, there's a branch altar. They in order to sacrifice, you know, the bull, you know, or sheep, you know, animals kind of thing, that is the altars are there. So Solomon, Israel people, you know, all together, you know, they set, you know, the courts, you know, the big filled, you know, right hand side. So right now, so they are, you know, dedicating temple, you know, to the Lord. So then we can see here in the two priests, right now temple dedication to the Lord. So consecutively they had in, you know, the feast of tabernacles. So we will explain later. Here, verse 1. When Solomon had finished praying, in the last chapter Solomon prayed to the Lord, fire came down from heaven, or fire came down from God, and consumed the burnt offering. Burnt offering, you know, basically, you know, take it away, or cover up, you know, our sin, you know, burnt meaning. Our sin, you know, is burnt out, you know, that kind of symbol. So burnt offering, first of all, you know, clean us, human being, worshippers, you know. Burnt offering and the sacrifice and the glory of the Lord filled the temple. We read in the glory of the God is filled with temple. So here, the fire, you know, we can see, you know, from God. And what is that? It is from whom? From God. So fire is a symbol of God's presence. Or fire came from heaven, so we can see God's power. So we can see the fire is a symbol of God's power and God's presence. Also, Leviticus chapter 9, verse 22 through 24, we also can see, then Aaron lifted his hands toward the people, blessed them, and came down from offering the sin offering, the burnt offering, and the peace offerings. And Moses and Aaron went into the tabernacle of a meeting, that time in a movable tent, you know, for, you know, temple, tabernacle of a meeting, and came out and blessed the people. Moses and Aaron blessed the people. Bless the meaning, you know, they ask the God to bless the people, that meaning. The blessing come from God, not from, you know, Aaron, Moses, instrumental. Then the glory of the Lord appeared to all the people. You know, the glory of the Lord appears to all the people. And fire came out from people the Lord. So fire came out from people the Lord. So here fire, you know, came from where? God, such a symbol of the presence of God. Also fire consumed the burnt offering. Consumed, so we can see the power, God's power, and the fat on the altar. When all the people saw it, they clouded and fell on their faces, shouted and fell on their faces. So clouded, you know, the means the glory of God, you know, cloudy. So the fire is a symbol of God's presence and power. Verse 2, and the priest could not enter the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. So when they will be killed, you know, so that's why. When all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord on the temple, they bowed their faces. So awesome God, you know, powerful God, you know, God's presence. So God is omnipresent. God is present everywhere. But God, you know, come, you know, there, the temple there. So that's why they bowed their faces to the ground on the pavement. You know, there is a court area, and so the pavement is with the grass, something like that, pavement. Or maybe, you know, put in, you know, certain, you know, the carpet, but we don't know. Pavement they put down and worship it and praise the Lord, saying, worship, praise the Lord, simply meaning honor God, you know, saying, for his good, for his mercy, endures forever. This particular verse, you know, cited in the last chapter, you know, 5, you know, 2 Chronicles chapter 5. That is a verse in original come from Psalm 106, verse 1, praise the Lord, or give thanks to the Lord, for his good, for his mercy endures forever. Right here. The first thing, praise the Lord, worship the Lord. Thanks the Lord. Thanks is a form of worship to God, right? Then, for his good, for his mercy endures forever. So God's mercy endures forever. Mercy meaning God really wants to forgive a human being's sin. That's just mercy. So mercy endures. So whenever you feel guilty, you should repent your sin to the Lord. You know, God, you know, will forgive you, you know, completely, because God's mercy endures forever. So God is good. So Psalm chapter 136, verse 1 also, all give thanks to the Lord. Then same portion here. For his good, God is good, for his mercy endures forever too. So that kind of glorify God, worship God, thanks God. So we can say entire books of Psalm 150s, so imply the four, God is good, so worship God, so God's mercy endures forever. So we can say entire books of 150 Psalms can describe God is good, God's mercy endures forever. Verse 4, then the king Solomon and all the people offered a sacrifice before the Lord. King Solomon offered a sacrifice of 22,000 bulls. A lot of things, 22,000 bulls. So now that kind of sacrifice obviously cannot fit on the altar. Altar usually, you know, one bull, you know, kind of thing, not like 22,000 bulls. And 120,000 sheep. So a lot of animal sacrifice, 22,000, 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the people dedicate the house of God. Right here, that is so far the feast of dedication, the house of God. So dedication temple, temple dedication feast right here. And the priest attended to their service. And priest, you know, basically bring, you know, sacrifice, you know, to, before the Lord, you know, from, you know, bring, you know, from the people and take, you know, the sacrifice to the Lord. The Levites also with the instrument, the other, you know, Levite other than, you know, priest. Priest also Levite. A Levite with instrument, musical instrument, singers, which choirs, kind of thing, which King David had made to praise the Lord. So King David aged, so they made a musical instrument, saying, for his mercy endures forever. Right here again. For his mercy endures forever. So God's mercy endures forever, which meaning whoever commits a sin and whenever he repents his sin, God will forgive you, you know, forever, because God's mercy forever. Whenever David offered praise by their ministry, so David, in order to praise God, so provided, you know, ordered, you know, some people to make musical instruments. So in order to minister to whom? to God, serve to God. The priest sounded trumpets opposite them while all Israel stood. So chorus group is made up, you know, singing to praise God and thanks God, worship God. Furthermore, Solomon consecrated Mekolis, consecrated Mekolis meaning to separate those sacrifices from secular thing, from the world. Consecrate to the middle of the court. Court is basically right hand side of the temple, east bound in the court area. So king himself is not qualified to enter into holy place or sanctuary and the most holy place in the temple. Just the temple, you know, behind before, you know, the temple courtyard. Middle of the court, that was in front of the house of the Lord, right? In the front of the temple, the house of the Lord. For there he offered the burnt offering. Burnt offering basically burning up. So burning up my sin, that kind of thing. Every sin calls in a burnt offering. So the general sin. Sin offering more likely, you know, intentional kinds of sin is so, you know, sin offering, burnt offering. Every sin, you know, some unknown sin kind of thing, fault, everything, negligence kind of just sin also. Burnt offerings and the fat of the peace offering. Peace offerings basically focus on an effort to cleanse away my sin. We have a fellowship with God and other Christians together, other Israel people together. That is a peace offerings that focus on fellowship with God and the gospel people together. That is a peace offering. Because the bronze altar which Solomon had made was not able to receive the burnt offering, obviously, because 120,000 sheep and, no, yeah, sheep, you know, 22,000 bulls, you know, too many. So usually bronze, you know, altar, you know, one, you know, bull, you know, size kind of thing, or maybe two, you know, something like that, not like is 22,000 bulls, 120,000 sheep. So not fit yet, so not able to receive the burnt offerings, the grain offerings, and the fat. So right here is, there is a peace offering, the focus on fellowship. That kind of a New Testament, we can say communion service. Communion service, you know, also the 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23-27, we can see, yeah, first of all, we want to see 27. Because before, you know, entering into peace offering, burnt offering first, burnt offering cleans away, you know, my sin, our sin. They're like that. Whoever eats this bread, you know, communion bread, drinks this cup, Jesus' bloodshed symbol of the Lord, in an unworthy manner, will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. Unworthy man. What is unworthy man? Because without repentance of sin, or with complaining, you are making, you know, something like that is that is complaining. It's like that is unworthy man. That is would be sin, you know, people to God. So first of all, you know, cleanse away, you know, your sins. And that is a requirement. Then is the 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23-26 said, here, the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took a bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, Jesus said, take it. This is my body, which is broken for you. So bread is a symbol of Jesus' body. So when we take a piece of bread, which means we are part of Jesus' body, do this in remembrance of me. Simply remember me, remember Jesus. In the same manner, he also took the cup after the supper, saying, this cup is a new covenant in my blood. So whenever you receive in a cup, that is Jesus' blood that cleans away my sin. That is, you know, there is a burnt offering is a type of, you know, this particular taking, you know, cup, you know. because burnt offering meaning, you know, to cover up, you know, my sin, cleanse away my sin, that kind of symbol. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me, remember me. For as often as you eat this bread, drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Proclaim the Lord's death. Why, you know, Jesus was dead, you know, so in order to give opportunity to save, you know, all people. That's why Jesus was dead, you know, that kind of continuity until Jesus come. So is a peace offering in the New Testament ceremony is exactly communion service. So that is a peace offering is a type of communion service in the New Testament. Verse 8, and the time Solomon kept the feast 7 days. So 7 days, and all Israel with him, a very great assembly from the entrance of Hamath to the brook of Egypt. So Hamath is connected to Shihor River. There is a south side, in a borderline of Israel. So not in Nile River. The First Chronicles chapter 13 and verse 5 says, so David gathered all of Israel together from Shihor River in Egypt to as far as the entrance of Hamath. So Hamath is a sea or river is connected. That's a borderline between, you know, Egypt and Israel at the Solomon reigning age to bring the Ark of God from Kiruzath to Jerusalem. So we can see that. So Hamath, the brook of Egypt. So a lot of people there. Here, verse 9. And on the eighth day, they held a sacred assembly. So 7 days, so eighth day of July, in the seventh month. Eighth day of July, they held a sacred assembly, that meaning temple dedication. So July the 8th, they start in a temple dedication. They observed the dedication of the altar 7 days, right? 7 days. So July 7 plus 7 equal to, you know, July 15. The feast 7 days, plural. So the July 8 plus 7 is July 15. On the 23rd day of 7th day, July, he sent the people away to their tents, which means they're finished. So basically means July 8th, they start, temple dedication, 7 days, July 15th, temple dedication feast, plus 7 days, July 23rd. That is the feast of a tabernacle. So joyful, glad over your heart to God, the Lord done for David, for Solomon, for his people Israel. So Leviticus chapter 23, verses 34-44, we can see, speak to the children of Israel, saying, the 15th day of the 7th month, so July 15th, shall be the feast of tabernacle for 7 days. So July 15th. So basically, July 8th started temple dedication. Then, you know, it took 7 days. So July 15th, they started the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days. So July 15th plus 7, July 23rd, you know, the feast ended. So 7 days. On the first day, there shall be holy convocation. You shall do no custom work on it. For 7 days, you shall offer an offering made by fire of the Lord, burnt offering. On the eighth day, you shall have holy convocation, and you shall offer offering made by the fire, Lord. It is a sacred assembly. You shall do no custom on it. So first in the Sabbath, the last Sabbath day. These are the feast of the Lord, which we shall proclaim to be holy convocations to offer an offering made by fire to the Lord, a burnt offering and a grain offering, a sacrifice and drink offering, everything on its day, beside the Sabbaths of the Lord, beside your gifts, beside all your vows, and beside all your free will offerings, which you give the Lord. Also on the 15th day, over the seventh month, when you have gathered in fruit of the land, you shall keep the feast of the Lord for 7 days. On first day, There shall be Sabbath rest on the eighth day, a Sabbath rest. The first, the last one is Sabbath. You shall take for yourselves on the first day of the fruit, beautiful trees, branches and palm trees and boughs of leafy trees and willows of the brook. And you shall rejoice before the Lord your God for 7 days. You shall keep it as the feast to the Lord for 7 days in the year. It shall be statute forever in your generation. You shall celebrate in the seventh month. You shall dwell on the booths for 7 days. All who are native Israelites shall dwell in booths or tabernacles, a temporary tent. Why? That your generation may know that I made the children of Israel dwell in booths or in tabernacles when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. Basically, in order to remember of the God's worker to how to deliver Israel in forefather on the wilderness, dwelling in the tabernacle, movable tent. I am the Lord your God. So Moses declared the children of Israel the feast of the Lord. So basically, that's why here there is a consequence. First, temple dedication, then in July 15, starting 7 days, and July 23rd, the last day, seventh day. So day July, the seventh month, 23rd day. So people went to their tent, joyful, glad of heart for the good the Lord had done for David, for Solomon, and for his people Israel. Thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord, the king's house. Solomon successfully accomplished all that came into his heart to make in the house of the Lord and in his own house. Let's see each question. In verse 1, when Solomon had finished praying, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifice, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple. What is the symbol of the fire? The fire is a symbol of God's presence, because it's coming from heaven, also God's power. In verse 3, when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord on the temple, they bowed their faces to the ground on the pavement and worshipped and praised the Lord, saying, "For he is good, for his mercy endures forever." Where can the last person over for his good, for his mercy and joy forever, be cited from Psalms. Psalm 106, verse 1, 136, verse 1. But this last portion can be implied from entire book of Psalms, 150 Psalms. Question 3, in verse 7, furthermore, Solomon consecrated the middle of the court that was in front of the house of the Lord, for there he offered the burnt offerings and the fat of the peace offerings, because the bronze altar which Solomon had made was not able to receive the burnt offering, too many sacrifices, the grain offerings and the fat. What is the peace offering and what ceremony in the New Testament does we mean? That is a peace offering as a type of a New Testament communion service. In the 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 through 27. Likewise, the first burnt offering to cover up their sin. So New Testament, in order to participate in communion service, must repent their own sins first. Then they can join peace offering. That's why examine participants in heart in order to join into communion service. Last question, in verses 9 and 10, what kind of feast did Israelite take and how many days did it take for the feast? So two feasts. One is a temple dedication feast. Number two, the feast of tabernacles. So total is 15 days they took. So starting July 8, plus 7 days, July 15, they start the second feast of tabernacles, then finish July 23rd. So that's why July 23rd, so Solomon sent the people away their tents or their homes. Let's sing song all together, Amazing Grace, will finish today the study of God's Word.